Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
Over and over, they told us they are not the party they were. They kept telling us with straight face that they're for family values. They're for a strong America. They're for less intrusive government. And they call me an actor.
And welcome, welcome to the Savage Nation. That is the sound of Ronald Reagan talking about family values, and that's the theme of today's show. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. This weekend, yesterday, a group of degenerate, ugly, offensive people rode around on subways and buses without pants on, without skirts on. It was called a no-pants rail ride around the world. And it started as a prank by degenerate drug addicts in New York City. It's grown into an international celebration of the ugliest, stupidest people in every city. And since there are no longer any rules about public exposure, indecent exposure, the uglier you are, the more you can expose of your body. Now, unto itself, I wouldn't even talk about it if that's all it was, of naked people on subways and buses around the world. I'll tell you why I'm talking about it, because in the midst of all of this, something struck me. A Muslim woman in Brussels, in a headscarf, held up a sign in French which said, "Excusez-moi d'avoir trop de dignité." Excuse me to have too much dignity. No to the public Brussels transport in underwear. And then something occurred to me, and I couldn't stop thinking about it all day yesterday as I was driving around thinking about this. I said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Then I thought, nature abhors a vacuum. And as the West declines farther and farther into the abyss of degeneracy and stupidity, no family values, no morality, no center, no religion, no God, no church, enter from stage left or stage right, whichever you prefer, the Muslim. Now, many of you don't understand that there's a vast number of Muslims amongst us who want nothing to do with the radical Islamists. They have suffered more from them than we ever will. But that takes a little reading and understanding to get to that point. And I thought to myself, maybe this young woman in her headscarf with her sad face, probably from, I don't know which country she may be from, who is disgusted by these disgusting people riding around without underwear on subways and buses in public, just to shock, as though it's something wild to show off your flabby behind. It was kind of disgusting. And it occurred in America, in New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, of course. They wouldn't be left behind. Atlanta, Georgia. A group of people take their pants off in a no-pants subway ride around the country and around the world. And one person, only one that I saw, said something about it, and it was a quiet, dignified Muslim lady. "Excusez-moi d'avoir trop de dignité." Excuse me to have too much dignity, she said. No to the public Brussels transport and underwear ride. And I said to myself, what if, just what if, this large influx of Muslims to the West is God's way of saving the West from itself? Now, I know many of you are not going to understand what I'm saying, because you've been brainwashed into thinking in a very monodimensional manner, but that's okay. I feel obligated today to talk about this Muslim lady, the naked subway rides, family values, and the GOP on the program today. You see, the conservative movement had been using the plank of family values to attract social conservatives to their party ever since the 1980s. What do I mean by family values? After all, the motto of my show, The Savage Nation, is borders, language, culture. You know what borders mean. Those are the things that Obama and Bush and Clinton have erased with Mexico. You know what we mean by language, don't you? Why, that's English, the language that has been erased by the last three presidents. What do I mean by culture? Why, I mean the culture that built this nation, the Protestant ethics the ethics of our fathers. That's what I mean by culture. If you can't understand that, then you can't understand anything, and you don't deserve a nation. You deserve what you have now, a drug-infested nation of lunatics. But these values also include drug enforcement. While Obama is legalizing drugs across America through his state attorney generals, the safety of neighborhoods, we see the neighborhoods declining again because even a stop-and-frisk program in New York was thrown out by the communists. And yes, must I say, even protecting traditional marriage. This was once a popular theme. But Republicans, who are now searching for the reason to be for this party, they don't even understand what their party stands for. So I will ask a question right out of the box before talking a little further about should we go back to Ozzy and Harriet and get away from what we see, such as Full House, Ellen and Will and Grace. You see these alternative views of family life in America today being beamed out into American households and around the world by the sewer pipe of Hollywood has brainwashed our country into accepting a morally questionable standard for how life should be lived. Now, it's fine to highlight fringe elements of society, very much like Ringling Brothers had a freak show. But this may be helpful as it is to the minorities represented by the sewer pipe of Hollywood. How about the downside to this shift, to this sideshow of the freaks of society, normalized by the Caesars of Hollywood? Well, what it's done is decimate the American family. It's made normally functioning individuals, normal families, seem that there's something wrong with them. In fact, populations where this twisted outlook on the traditional family is pervasive are seeing massive declines in population. And this problem will only get worse. Let me give you an example. In Japan, for instance, it's a place now where young men have relationships with computer women on their gaming systems. There's a trend in Japan where youth have lost interest in sex altogether, preferring to stay shut inside on their computers to internet pornography. Others have thrown away traditional relationships, keeping just casualness as the norm. And so the families are dying in Japan, and they don't know what to do about it. After peaking 7 years ago at 128 million, Japan's population has been falling and is on a path to decline by about a million people a year. By 2060, the government estimates there will be just 87 million people in Japan. Nearly half of them will be over 65. And so if we continue to pound fringe images and ideas into our population as mainstream, we can expect to go down the same path. And I ask you today on the Savage Nation, should the GOP emphasize family values all over again? How do you feel about that? Do you think that the family value theme is so laughable that the Republicans would be laughed out of the park? I don't. Not at all. Let me give you a parallel that even you should be able to understand, even if you live in San Francisco and voted for Nancy Pelosi. Can I tell it to you? Do you know that a male dog does not lift his leg unless he's shown how to by another male dog? Do you know that there are boys in America who don't know how to go to a men's room like a man because they've been raised by women? Do you know why boys don't get married and have babies in America, which is the structure of any civilization? They're not being shown how to, not by the fathers who are absentee, nor by the mothers who are not their fathers. And so I ask you again, and I'll ask you over and over again, the family value story is the king of today's program. The questions to you are quite simple. Do you think that the GOP should emphasize family values again to separate themselves from the degenerate Democrats? Or do you think that that is something from the past that will not sell any longer? The phone number on the Savage Nation is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. And while you're calling me on this important question of family values, I would like you to also call me on my theory that moderate Muslims could be the salvation of a degenerating America. How do you feel about my analysis on that issue? I want to play again clip 6 of Ronald Reagan. I want you to hear it again this time. And before we play it, guys, hold on. I want to tell everyone listening to my program what, let us say, triggered my discussion of family values today. It was two things. One, the no-pants subway rides around the country and around the Western degenerate world of perhaps some of the ugliest people in every city going to work with suits and ties on with no pants on public transport. and they think that they're cool and they think they're wild. They think that by offending straight people, by offending older people, by offending traditionally religious people, that they're doing something revolutionary. They're a bunch of low-life scum, and if I were the mayor, I'd have all of them arrested. But do you know what happened? Do you have any idea what happened to this country? Do you know that it's no longer illegal to exhibit yourself in public? Do you know why? Do you know why? This started in 2006 when the stunt was halted by a New York policeman. Eight passengers who showed themselves in this disgusting manner were handcuffed in their underwear and taken into police custody. But a sick, degenerate filth in black robes, a judge, which is nothing but a filthy lawyer who bought his way into the judgeship in New York City, threw out the case saying it's not illegal to wear just your underwear on the subway. I rest my case. I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts. This Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Over and over, they told us they are not the party they were. They kept telling us with straight face that they're for family values. They're for a strong America. They're for less intrusive government. And they call me an actor.
Now, we're talking about family values now on the Savage Nation because we have none left in America. Now, I want to ask you something. Would your father, what would your grandfather or father have done if he was riding a subway car or in a bus and a group of snotty 20-something losers appeared on the subway car in panties or underwear? What would your grandfather or father have done? Probably smacked them in the face and thrown them off the subway car. Now, let's move to 2014. Take a look at all of the indifferent losers sitting around as these naked losers sit around them with dirty, filthy underwear on subways. No one does anything. No one says anything. Everyone has been intimidated by the radical, liberal Hollywood axis, the axis of pure evil. And in the midst of all of this, I have to repeat it until you finally get my point. I look at this series of pictures around the country, Spain, Germany, London, San Francisco, Atlanta, and I see one picture that stands out for me. It's of a young Muslim woman in a headscarf. She's holding up a little sign with not a smile, with no anger, no hatred, and it says, "Excusez-moi d'avoir trop de dignité." Excuse me to have too much dignity. No to the public Brussels transport in underwear. As some ugly, offensive losers around her took part in the no-pants metro ride in Brussels Sunday yesterday. Now, the idea started years ago as a prank in New York by a group of degenerate drug addicts who call themselves actors. And now it's spreading like wildfire because there are no family values. There's no presidential leadership. There's no leadership at any level, of any government level. Not one governor, not one mayor will stand up to these filth. Now, let's put aside the issue of hygiene. Do you want to sit on a subway seat after one of these losers sat down with filthy underwear on a seat? Just from the sense of hygiene, they should not be permitted to do that. But what about your grandmother going to a hospital to visit an aging friend who's dying? Does she not deserve a modicum of dignity in public transportation, I ask you? I think so. And I bring up again the Muslim woman. I thank her for being the only one in the whole world that I've seen saying she has too much dignity to not only participate in it, it would make her sick. I can't imagine what they're thinking. And that's why I say to you, God hates, God abhors, nature abhors a vacuum. God sees the truth but waits. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And I started to think, maybe, just maybe, the vast influx of Muslims to the West could be the salvation that the West needs in a time where Christianity has been killed by the forces of evil. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think? Let's take the calls. WABC, Santo, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Santo, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead already. Say something.
Hello?
Gone with the wind. You know, I tell you, you see how my show works. This show is different than every other show in the history of radio. If you're not there when I say go, you're off the air. If you get on the air and ask me how you are, I hang up on you. You don't know me. Don't ask me how I am. Let's start again. Line one, Ann, Tampa, Florida. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. I'm from San Francisco, and I am a cold, hard conservative. And that's because when I grew up in San Francisco, when I'd go into a conservative's home, they were clean, decent, church-going, father, loved being a father-type families. And then you go into a Democratic home, and the swearing, and somebody always owed them something. They were all losers, and it was because someone, they were poor because the rich were rich. I mean, it was that kind of attitude.
Yeah, I get that economic differential. I get the class warfare being promulgated by Obama and Holder. I understand that. But I want to focus today on family values. The question today, Ann, is focused. Should the GOP reintroduce that as a theme of their party? I believe it could save the Republican Party and save America. What do you think?
Well, I do, too. And I think that that's what the Republicans should do, is show people what a clean, decent, beautiful thing the family is.
Well, okay, Romney was that kind of man. Romney was a family man, but the degenerates try to take his very familyness and turn that into a deficit. That's how sick they are.
But you know,
does Obama represent a good family man to you? And if not, why? What is lacking in the Obama family story? What is not family value-ish about the Obama family?
Let me tell you, this is what I don't like about Obama, is that Obama seems to eye other women. And he's sort of, I don't know, he's kind of like a, he kind of likes to play around, and he doesn't really take anything seriously. Whereas a conservative...
What's with the separate vacation for the wife, number one, in Oprah Winfrey's house in Maui? And let me ask another question. This is very disturbing. Have you noticed that the dog generally does not fly on the same plane with Obama? They usually fly him separately. Do you realize that, by the way, dogs are banned in Muslim homes? And people are starting to ask questions about that? How do you like that question? We'll have more to say about dogs and Muslims on the Savage Nation. Don't think I'm giving everyone a pass. Everyone is subject to scrutiny on the Savage Nation. That's what the show is about. 855-407-2282. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about the death of the West, in essence. That's all. That's what we're talking about. And it could be easily understood if you look at the pictures, and I've linked them up on michaelsavage.com, of a so-called annual event of a group of degenerate, ugly people who want to be as offensive as possible, who rode subways and buses around the Western nations, New York City, Atlanta, San Francisco, you name it, Germany, in filthy underwear, filthy panties, while on the top they wear regular business outfits, thinking that they're wild and free. And of course, again, it goes back to what I've been saying to you for years. There's nothing new under the sun. Wild and free, are they? Well, they look like they're a bunch of victims to me. Chained, psychotic victims. And the more they scream, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, the louder I hear their chains rattle, to paraphrase George Orwell. But it also reminds me of a literary novel I read many years ago by Thomas Mann, and I don't remember the name of the novel. Maybe someone could help me with it. And it was about post-World War I Germany, when Germany had not only lost World War I, but through the reparations that were imposed upon them by the then UN, the League of Nations, the nation was spiritually destroyed. The nation was hollowed out. They had no faith in themselves. And as a result, a nihilist movement emerged in Germany, in which you had young people riding public transport, making a disgrace of themselves in order to offend the older people and to show how wild they were. That, of course, led to Adolf Hitler. That led to Adolf Hitler and the Nazi movement. Now, we're praying that that doesn't happen. But I will tell you this, nature abhors a vacuum. I'll keep repeating it to you. Because of the lack of leadership and in the Republican side, I mean, there's no party there. There's no there. And because of the socialist degeneracy of the Democrats, the corruption and the greed, there is a vacuum right now that will be filled. And let us pray together that it's filled by a nationalist, not by a racist. But that's a separate story. The story today is simple, which is about family values. Remember, the motto of my show is not too far from this. Since 1994, I've been preaching borders, language, and culture. Well, this fits into the part called culture. I can't understand how a traditional Hispanic living in this country, whether he's here legally or illegally, with a wife and children riding a public of conveyance, would want to see some fat behind next to his daughter's face. I know the Hispanic culture is very macho. And I can guarantee you any man who was on a subway or a bus in San Francisco would have likened to gotten up and smacked the guy in the face and thrown him out of the car. But he knew what would happen if he did it, and he couldn't. His instincts were correct. He knew that they were doing it to offend him and his family and to make his children confused and sick, make his children cry. That's all this was about. And this is what happens in a permissive society. There's no end to it. It will get much worse. If these people are not stopped by a public anti-nudity enforcement, and make no mistake about it, wearing a pair of panties on a subway car is nudity. It's offensive to most people, which is why these ugly people did it. If you look at the pictures, most of them have, let us put it to you this way, they're not, even if they were perfect physiques, that's not the issue. The issue is public decency, indecent exposure. The issue is hygiene. The issue is decorum. The issue is family values. And I ask you again, should the Republican Party get a candidate who talks about family values again like Ronald Reagan? Maybe the Caesars of Hollywood. Maybe the Caesars of Hollywood will get the picture. I want you to listen again to Ronald Reagan and Clip 8 about movies just for a moment before we take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. Neil, fire away.
The movies celebrated democratic values and implicitly reinforced the idea that America was special. TV was like that, too, through the mid-60s. But now we're about to enter the 90s, and some things have changed. Younger parents aren't sure that an unambivalent appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children. And as for those who create the popular culture, well-grounded patriotism is no longer the style.
Well, that happens to be changing. There's a trend towards family, family values, and patriotism. The only people who haven't really caught up with it is Hollywood, because all of them are on the far fringes of society. And they've gotten very far pushing drugs, sex, and rock and roll. They're not going to stop until you stop them. And you can stop them by not going to their movies. One of the most popular movies out right now is about a unit of, I believe, Special Forces or SEALs. I'm not sure. I think it's Navy SEALs. SEALs, Mark Wahlberg, trapped in Afghanistan, fighting to next to the last man. Very popular movie, which we'll talk about perhaps tomorrow, not right now. I want to stick to family values. The people will rush to a patriotic movie. They will rush to a movie that supports a family. And they're sick and tired of the fare that is being put out by Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. They're sick of the sewer pipe that comes from West Hollywood. They're sick of the degenerates who have seized the country and put in a mindset that is destroying everything in its path. Like a locust, like a plague of locusts. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. The filth that they put out, that filth has decimated the American family. That filth has decimated the West. That filth has triggered the Islamic revolutions around the world. Make no mistake about it, I've said this for 15 years. The Muslims may resent Israel. The Muslims may resent a lot of things. But the one thing that the Muslim man is willing to die for is his family. And he will not have Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg pump that garbage into their daughter's head. They don't want their son to marry their boyfriend. They don't want their daughter to marry their girlfriend. They don't think it's okay. They don't believe in same-sex marriage. They abhor it. And yet you've come to accept it all as the perfect norm. Is it the perfect norm? Is it the perfect norm? Don't you see the devastating effect all of this is having on our society? Look where it's leading. Don't you see where this goes? You think it ends here with naked, ugly people riding around in your grandmother's face? So again, I say to you, family values. Can the GOP attract more people or fewer people if they start to talk about family values again? Now, I'll tell you who in the GOP destroyed this theme. By the way, there's a person who did it. And that was Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, as brilliant a theorist as he is, and a wonderful speaker, the third wife, the whole series, leaving her on the cancer bed there, that was the end of family values. He destroyed it. He put the stake in family values. Make no mistake about it, it was Newt Gingrich himself who did it. Okay? As brilliant as he may be, it was Newt Gingrich who gave the final coup de grace to the bull of family values. He put the sword in the heart of family values. Dallas, Texas, WBAP, Cindy, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Yes, I'm with you. The Republican Party should push family values. However, the sad part is America probably won't listen because right now there are a bunch of sheep following, as you said, the Hollywood media and everything. And, you know, I have two college-age daughters, and my husband and I fear that there's not going to be any men, real men, when they get to marrying age left. They're all going to be tattooed, ear-gauged followers of, you know, quote-unquote freedom. So.
Yes, freedom, yes. The freedom to mutilate your body, I get it. The freedom to desecrate your body, yes, I get it. I get it. The freedom to act like an animal, I get it. Thanks for the call. So you're afraid that your daughters will have no men to marry. Well, that's an interesting question unto itself. Albany, New York, on the issue of my statement that perhaps moderate Muslims are the antidote to this degeneracy, which I admit is an unusual statement in your mind for me, but you don't know how I think or who I am. And it's hard for you to predict where my thinking will lead me. But I'll tell you, I study social movements, and I have ever since I'm 18. I've been very interested in that. The influx of Muslims to the West, except for the extremists who should be thrown out without trial. Any hate preachers, thrown out. Anyone preaching jihad, thrown out. Any mosque that preaches radicalism, end it. It's over. Don't let freedom of religion be the Trojan horse that brings down the West, which is what it's become. Because these radicals know how to use freedom of religion to destroy religion itself. I am talking about the mass majority of Muslims who are not extremists. And let me put this in context for you again, in case you don't know where I'm coming from. If you talk to the average Moroccan Muslim, the average Algerian Muslim, who is not an extremist, perhaps not as any more religious than you as a fallen Catholic might be, or as a fallen Jew, for that matter, where you identify as a Catholic or a Jew, but you don't go to church or temple, many Muslims are like that. They're not all fanatics, but they're Muslims. They're cultural Muslims. Many of them have left behind nations that have been decimated by the radical Islamists, whether it be Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda affiliated groups. They detest them more than you do. So don't be confused into thinking that just because a person is a Muslim, that they're all in favor of jihad. It's not true. And so you have to understand what I am saying to you. When that young girl was seen on that subway in Brussels saying, around all of these naked people, or half-naked people, with a little sign, excusez-moi, d'avoir trop de dignité, excuse me to have too much dignity, no to the public Brussels transport and underwear. That struck me as a very powerful image that should be seen around the world. And again, I ask you about that on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. Jeremy on WMAL in Washington. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I live right across from the metro here in the D.C. area. I was really disappointed that I didn't realize that that was today. I could have gone down and seen me some nice booty.
All right, that's very clever. You're trying to be very clever, but you didn't make your point. What's the point?
Well, the point is that you would have to, you kind of have to compare it to bikinis. Like, if you ever gone to the beach and seen girls in bikinis.
Yeah, but whoa. How are you comparing a beach to a public transportation? Where does that equate in your mind? A sandy beach is the same thing as a public transport?
Well, not necessarily, but they're still both public areas.
You see, this is what's happened to you. Obviously, you're young and you have no capacity for reason. And so you don't even know how to equate public transportation, which people must use who are poor to get to and from work or hospitals, to a beach which people can access if they choose to. There's quite a difference, Jeremy.
Well, I think that bikinis in general are very revealing. Don't you agree with that at least?
Okay, look, I don't know if I can continue to listen to this. What is your main point? It's fun to see naked people on a subway car. Are you that horny? Are you that much of a loser that that's what you want? You want your grandmother to sit there with a bunch of misshapen people walking around in their underwear?
No, not necessarily. In fact, I agree with you, Michael. Honestly, I do agree with you. And personally, I wouldn't want, you know, I do want kids someday. I wouldn't want my daughter or anything like that, you know, seeing stuff like that. So I agree with you.
All right, well, thanks. It took us a while to get there. I don't know where you were coming from, but come on, let's be real about this. Let's be real about it and stop pulling each other's legs. Okay? A participant not wearing pants stands on a subway train while taking part in the annual No Pants Subway Ride, Sunday, January 12th in New York. And then they show this around the world, all sorts of people doing the same thing. And you see people ignoring them, but they're not really ignoring them. You can't ignore people doing things like this next to you. And there's an issue of hygiene. I mean, be realistic about it. Do you want to sit in a subway seat after one of these unhygienic, degenerate drug addicts sat in that seat? I mean, be clear about that. And so it comes back to my main point, and I'll keep hammering it until you hear me. Why do you think I'm asking you if the GOP should go back to family values as a plank? Because if they don't, they're finished. What do they stand for? They don't stand for borders because they're for amnesty. And by the way, I'll give you another line that came to me in the middle of the night. Do you know that amnesty for 30-some-odd million illegal aliens is the equivalent of affirmative action? Do you realize it's the same exact thing? They're giving them special privileges and moving them ahead of everyone else on the immigration line that they don't deserve, that they didn't earn? Do you realize what that is? It's a sort of affirmative action for an entire nationality. That's what amnesty is. Think about that one. Because they're going to flood your schools. They're going to be given preferential treatment in grants, contracts, admissions, scholarships. That's exactly what this is. They're going to move you out of your own country. And so if the Republicans no longer stand for borders, they don't stand for language. When have you last said that they want to reinforce English as the official language of America? They do not want America becoming a bilingual nation. When have you last heard any Republican dare say that? Never. Well, culture, they have no culture. So what do the Republicans stand for? If all they stand for is lower taxes, then they have no reason to exist. Jesus said it best. What does it profiteth a man if he gaineth the world and loseth his soul? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage.
Either they're crazy, super crazy, or totally insane. Most people who are legitimate and sane don't go into politics.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. It's 54 minutes after the hour across the world. The clocks haven't been changed yet. And if you give me 15 minutes, I'll give you America. And what I'm trying to give you is America today. America is family values. It is not the values of the societal minorities. Make no mistake about it. The societal minorities are entitled to their minority lifestyles, but they're not entitled to twist and warp the entire society into their world vision. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I believe that when and if the Republican Party re-embraces family values, they might, they just might, not only save themselves, but save them, the nation and the West. And Japan's population crisis is something I touched on. The question is, why is their birth rate plummeting? Why is Japan in trouble? Why have so many young Japanese men given up on getting married? Is celibacy syndrome a myth? Why are they spending so much time in front of computers with pornography? So I'll bring my topic down home. Should the U.S. government ban pornography all over again? Because I think the pornography epidemic is what has destroyed society, personally. I believe internet porn should be made outlawed, should be outlawed. I believe the pornography epidemic in the movies should be outlawed. I believe pornography needs to be put back where it belongs, which is out of sight and out of mind. There was a time in America when it existed, but it was illegal. Now, pornography has existed since ancient times, whether they were ancient carvings. It was always there. It's always been part of society in the background. People have a natural curiosity about others' sexual behavior, whether it be the Kama Sutra in writing or whether it be some of the sculptings of ancient India. I've seen it all. But it was a different place. It had a different place in society than it does in our society. Now it's become more wholesome than the church. The deviants and perverts have made pornography seem to be more wholesome than the teachings of your religion. It's a world upside down. The set and frame needs to be reorganized. At least that's one man's opinion. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. I'll be back momentarily. I would suggest you call 855-407-282, but you can't. The tent is full.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
I'd like to thank my wife and two kids, even the 2.5-year-old, who is a nightmare. I almost went to med school. I decided to do this. This is way better than saving a human life.
You're listening to a drug-addicted moron at the Golden Globes last night who, in one sentence, puts down his own child, gets a laugh from the drug addicts, the drunks, and then he says he went to medical school and dropped out to become a producer, and this is way better than saving lives. I rest my case, and I'm talking about the death of the West, and I'm talking about family values, and I'm talking about how a nation cannot live without a moral compass, and a nation cannot live without moral leadership. And I'm asking you a question about family values, which was once a big thing, and it frankly was the center of the Republican Party, which they've abandoned because Newt Gingrich put a knife through it with his shenanigans. Newt Gingrich ended it. It was, look, we knew who Clinton was. We knew what he stood for. And many Americans see the world that way, but most Americans don't see the world that way. Most Americans, by the way, don't see the world through the eyes of the social minorities. Let's put it to you that way. That's a polite way of putting it. And the fringe elements of our society have a right to exist, and it may be helpful for their self-esteem to see themselves on shows such as Ellen, Full House, Will and Grace, Girls, whatever. The alternative lifestyles may make them feel good, and many of you may peek in as you would peek into a freak show at a circus. But how far this has affected the paradigm of the American family is the question today, and how it's been changed by Hollywood. But the bigger question is, can the Republican Party be saved by re-embracing family values? I believe it can. And I began the hour by talking about this naked subway ride or, you know, underwear around the West. And one little Muslim girl, young woman, was standing there in opposition, holding up a sign that said, "Excuse me to have too much dignity. No to the public Brussels transport and underwear ride." As so-called ugly participants around her tried to be as offensive as they could. It occurred in Brussels, Paris, San Francisco. Of course, they wouldn't be left out of a thing like this. Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York. And I totally oppose this. There should be a law against public indecent exposure, as there once was when we had leadership in the country. And I don't know how in the world you could disagree with me on this. I don't know how you can disagree with me on this. And then I'm going to go a step further. And I'm going to argue that we must re-embrace family values to save our nation, and that pornography must be banned all over again from every avenue of society, from the internet to the movies. Wherever you go, pornography must be banned all over again. We have gone too far. It's going to get much worse. And so, again, I have to go to the news of the day to bring you the centerfold of my story today on the Savage Nation, which is the opposite. And that's the opposite of the degeneracy and the loss of family values. Hollywood declared 2014 to be the year of the Bible, if you can believe this. Can you believe this? After mining filth and sickness for 20 years now, the Caesars of Hollywood, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, have declared 2014 to be the year of the Bible. Russell Crowe will be Noah. Christian Bale will be Moses. Brad Pitt will be Pontius Pilate. And Hollywood is now mining the good book for blockbuster stories. And I'll ask you a question. How many of the top 15 highest U.S. grossing movies of all time, adjusted for inflation, starred comic book characters? Answer, zero. How many blockbusters are based in the Bible? Two. In the late 1950s, The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston and Ben-Hur teamed up for $1.795 billion in adjusted domestic ticket sales. That's more than Avatar and The Dark Knight and Transformers combined, which explains why the Hollywood Caesars seems unofficially to have declared 2014 the year of the Bible. You see, over the next 11 months, Hollywood is planning to release more big biblical movies than it put out during the previous 11 years combined. And this trend shows no sign of slowing down in 2015. And so this is odd for an industry that's filled with atheist degenerates that would never, ever show anything positive about religious fare. And now they're embracing it all of a sudden. 2014 release schedule includes February 28th, 20th Century Fox first out of the gate with Son of God, a Jesus biopic cult from the History Channel's hit 2013 miniseries, The Bible. And I could go on and on. I don't want to read all of them to you. Other faith-based projects kicking around Hollywood include a Cain and Abel movie directed by someone, a Pontius Pilate picture starring Brad Pitt, if you can believe it, and on and on and on. And I don't know how long it will be until Larry David plays a biblical role, but I can pretty much tell you which biblical role I would put him in. And I can tell you what role I would put Woody Allen in if I had the power to do so. And it would be that. It would not be that of a hero. But as a wise woman wrote when I sent this to her on Hollywood Declares 2014 the year of the Bible, here's what she wrote. She says, Savage, never let it be said Hollywood does not sense trends. Degeneracy has been mined dry. Now they will drill the other way. Stupid lemmings will follow. And so I ask you right now on the Savage Nation to call me on the naked subway ride, how you feel about that, should the Republicans re-embrace family values, and that's such an important topic. And I can guarantee you something else. I'm always ahead of the trends in talk radio. I have been for all these years, so I wouldn't have survived and wound up where I am. I can make a prediction pretty much that by what I'm doing today will become the future of a lot of talk radio. Mark my words, it won't be long until all of the others on my side of the aisle start talking about family values. They're out of steam. They don't know which way to go. And I'm glad to be the lead dog on the sled team, because they're going to have to follow this trend or they're not going to go anywhere. The people are sick and tired of hearing about Obamacare. They don't want to hear any more about old men with wooden teeth. They want to hear about now, and how to save the country. And I believe that this is one of the roads out of the abyss. And I wonder what you think about that. But it leads to the real question of hour number two on the program. And I don't have any, unfortunately, I don't have any room for any calls. So, Neil, we're going to hold that question. It's so good, we're going to have to hold it for tomorrow, okay? Instead, what I'm going to do is go back to my callers who have been holding. Excusez-moi de avoir trop de dignité. Let's go to WABC. Ed, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Ed, you're on the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Ed from Queens, New York. Dr. Savage, a long-time listener, long-time fan. Anyhow, I live in Queens, and I commute to New Jersey every day. So I ride the 7 train. We have got to restore the morality, the family values, because you could just imagine, having lived in New York, what I experience on the number 7 train every day. Total lack of respect. I've not yet experienced the semi-naked, pantyhose-wearing guys, but I see it in every day, every way, shape, and form. It's enough to make you sick.
But, Ed, I want to ask you something. Were there elderly women having to look at these disgusting creatures next to them with their pants down next to them? How did the old women and old men react to this?
Anybody. I've not seen, like I said, I've not seen the pantyhose guys, but I deal with the bums and the degenerates who have no respect for the person sitting next to them.
No, but Dan, I'm focused only on the naked subway ride yesterday, the underwear ride. Thank you for the call. I don't want to get too generic. Here's someone asking a question. Savage, what about rape? What if one of these women walking around in her panties got raped? Who will she sue, the New York Police Department or the SFPD, for not having protected her after she exhibited everything possible in her panties on a subway car and a sicko trails her and gives her a rape, God forbid, somewhere? Who is she going to blame for that but herself? Don't you understand what I'm saying to you, how far this has gone, the insanity? And the only one in the whole world that stood up and said something was a little Muslim woman. She said, excuse me, to have too much dignity, no to the public Brussels transport and underwear. And I have to come back to that question. Maybe the moderate Muslims will save us from ourselves. Is that possible? KSFO, Max, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, the reason, the answer to your question is that you and I agree with the young woman from Brussels, the darkness and the negativity that overshadows the Muslims because of the bad apples, it isn't going to happen. Same thing with the conservatives. When you have bad apples killing abortion doctors, it contradicts their message. So, and
No, when was the last time an abortion doctor was killed?
I think about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, but you're making it sound as though it goes on a daily basis. I mean, that's not a regular a happening. While the Islamists certainly are a regular happening, but you can't blame the centrist Muslim, the person who wants a white picket fence and traditional family values for being an Islamist, can you?
No, of course not. No, what I'm saying, again, the negativity from the Muslims who are the bad apples and are overshadowing any sense of decency. I was unaware of this event until yesterday, and the first thing I thought about is, like yourself, what about hygiene? You know, how come we're not...
Yeah, what about hygiene? Let's boil it down to hygiene. You want to sit on a seat after one of these sickos was there in a pair of pant underwear? I mean, it's common sense. What's happened to our country that we have no common sense anymore?
Well, the answer to that is look at our history. See, and this is one of the reasons I'm calling you. You educated me. The best minds of our generation were destroyed by Allen Ginsberg. I had no idea what a creep he was until you pointed that out on his...
Well, he was a child molester, for sure, and a communist his whole life. That's well established by his own writings. But he influenced so many people because he appeared to be a Jewish prophet. He posed as a Jewish religious figure. He acted like a Jewish religious figure. He spoke like a Jewish religious figure. But he was the devil himself.
He was treated that way. Look at the, you know, as you pointed out, we have Woody Allen, Ginsberg on a pedestal. The only way, this is all...
Yeah, Woody Allen was given a tribute, can you believe it, yesterday at the Golden Globes? Well, of course you can believe it because he represents their values of child molestation.
Correct. And the when I say also the conservatives have the negativity overshadowed, it's look at the times we live in. And this is...
Max, you're an intelligent guy, and I can hear you listen to the show fairly regularly, and I'm so glad you found me in the middle of the day here on KSFO. But I want to ask you something. Do you think that if the Republicans, if they could ever get a candidate together who has the capacity to win, embraced family values the way Ronald Reagan did, do you think that that would help them or hurt them?
It would hurt them because...
Wow. Now, why do you say it would hurt them?
Because of the history. Like, again, you have a Ronald Reagan who said the right things and wanted the right things for the nation, but we found out his wife was a pharmaceutical drug addict, and that, you know, that hurt...
Whoa, now, wait a minute. You're accusing Nancy Reagan of being a drug addict? I don't know where you're getting that from, Max.
I'm getting from her daughter Nancy in her novel. I mean, in her... biography about her family.
Well, okay, but you're making an overgeneralization. You're turning her into a drug addict when she was probably addicted to painkillers, which you can't just simply accuse her of that. There are many people addicted to pharmaceuticals today that are not bad people. In fact, there's a very famous one in talk radio. I'm sure you listen to him.
Right, I do. And, you know, as much as I love his message and his main message is correct, is, you know, government owns nothing. It only takes from whatever it wants. You know, it doesn't own anything.
Now, Ronald Reagan, speaking of him, he said that the American taxpayer works for the federal government in the sense that we provide them with all of their money. But that's neither here nor there. Max, I'm listening to you and I'm hearing rather ambivalent statements and messages, which is fine because no one, you know, is supposed to be a true believer. Where do you actually stand with regard to the conservative message per se?
I think it's flawed because... Right now, we have a fourth term for Mr. Bush. As far as I'm concerned, there has been very little difference, and I'll give you the short laundry list. We have a perpetual warfare, two useless wars. We have no business in Afghanistan defending a pipeline that we've built, you know, or we should never have done that.
Oh, we agree on that for sure. I thought we never should have been in Afghanistan to begin with. Nevertheless, when Obama won as an anti-war candidate, peacenik, the first thing he did within months... was send 30,000 fresh troops to Afghanistan, which sort of signaled to me that there was going to be a continuation internationally of the same policies. But you cannot accuse this president of being a continuation of Bush in other ways other than in drastic spending and being a warmonger. In terms of social meltdown, his judicial appointees alone will curse the nation for 30 years.
Well, of course. You see, I didn't vote for the abomination. I'm sorry I voted for Clinton. I'm sorry I voted for Carter. All these people have been just...
Max, would you hold on? I think that you and I can have a very good conversation. Everyone else, please stay with us. I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation at 855-400-7282. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
So we're talking about family values as the last hope to save our society, perhaps the West from itself. What are family values? Well, fundamentally, the essence of the phrase family values is the nuclear family as the essential unit of society. And I will tell you, as a societal watcher, the great baby boom that's going on right under your nose, despite gay marriage, despite let it all hang out, despite the ethos of the 60s, which is if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? The family is back, and it's coming back like a tsunami. I have never seen more babies and carriages and pregnant women than I have in my right now. And there's something going on here. There's also a movement back to religion. There's a movement back to God. It's happening right under your noses, and the only reason you probably don't talk about it and are not aware of it is because Hollywood has erased it. They've taken white out to family values in order to promulgate the filth and the sewer pipe of Hollywood, which is their stock and trade. But that's about to change. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark it down today of January 14th, 2014. I see the trend, and the trend is directly heading in this direction. Max on KSFO, welcome back to the program. Max, we have very little time.
Okay.
I don't know exactly where you're coming from when you speak, but I like you because at least you can speak clearly. Where do you come from with regard to my show? Where do you fit in with that?
Well, I listened to you back in the 90s, and to give you full disclosure, we had an interesting, heated conversation about the Federal Reserve. I'm calling you back because you're polite, you know, you're well-educated, and we don't talk over each other. And I'd been a lib, you know. I'm fed up with political correctness. That's why I've dropped the whole lib mantle. But to answer your question, to continue to answer your questions, it's going to take two generations to be fed up with what's going on today and realizing that this is an attitude and a society run by morons with their lack of values. And
yeah, it's, you know, it's almost the people with their pants off are running the country. I feel as though if we saw pictures of Harry Reid and Barack Obama and John Boehner pantsless in Congress, it would be the equivalent of what's going on in the subways.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Frankly, I'm fed up with politicians in Washington lecturing the rest of us about family values.
So, as I said to you, Caligula Clinton may have destroyed family values in the United States of America single-handedly. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. If you were to trace back the advent of the discussion of family values, it goes back a long way. And if you then look at who destroyed it, I would say Bill Clinton single-handedly, with his sexual sexcapades in the White House and elsewhere, destroyed the whole concept of family values since the bully pulpit disintegrated right under his feet. And then, of course, it wasn't limited to him. Look at Newt Gingrich, what he did. I think he turned more women off than Clinton did. Clinton could be forgiven in a strange way because there are many men like that. But in a strange way, he was still loyal to his wife. I know you may say, what are you talking about? He was cheating on her every way, which way he could, but he never left her. They're still together. I want you to think about that. That's a very important point that I'm making. While Newt Gingrich ditched his wife when she had cancer, so in some ways his behavior was more despicable than Bill Clinton's. You know, you know, it's embarrassing to say it, but that's another way to look at it. But what are family values, and who destroyed them? Who do you blame for the downfall of family values? And can the Republican Party save itself by re-embracing family values? That's a very important point right there. 855-400-7282. Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. Randy, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage. Trying to figure out if we can get the term silent majority back into the vernacular. It got high.
Well, I changed the silent majority, which was used by Spiro Agnew, to the silenced majority because we're still here. Randy, we never went away. We're still the majority. But we're not the silent majority. We're the silenced majority. If you speak out about family and tradition and God, you're ostracized or you lose your job. That's what the left has done. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They believe in controlling speech. They believe in changing the language of speech. They believe in expunging the language of values that they themselves find detestable. They're the minority, though. They're not the majority.
I know that.
So we've never gone anywhere. We haven't gone away. Let's go again to WMAL in Washington, D.C. while we still can. Donna on WMAL, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. You are spot on with your prescription for America and removing the pornification of this country and the corruption. And it's simple. Just common sense, faith, and family that builds self-esteem in children, and children with two parents at home, a mother and a father, turn out to be very well-rounded, very self-reliant, and have self-discipline. Perfect.
Not only that, you know, Donna, I want to do an entire show on that issue because there's a misnomer about a couple that stays together and prays together and all of that and what effect it may have on children. And immediately the cynics start to say, oh, come on, behind the scenes they were doing this, behind the scenes they were doing that. That's a separate story. Humankind has always been into doing the things humankind will do. The issue is, what is the image that you are projecting to your children? What image do you want them to have? And take a look at what happens when you have a generation that has grown up without any morality whatsoever, without any guidance, without any center. They wind up wearing their underwear on subway cars thinking that they're funny.
That's correct.
They're not funny. They're ugly and disgusting. That's all they are. They're not funny. They're ugly and disgusting. And, you know, I want to now go into the whole issue of the Hispanic population boom in America, for whatever the reason is. And as you well know, many of these folks vote legally or illegally. And they're going to continue to vote legally or illegally until we put in a voter registration laws in the country, which, by the way, every Western nation has. There's not a Western nation on earth that does not have voter registration, voter ID. We're the only nation that doesn't. That's because of the degenerate Democrats who don't want it because they live explicitly on the illegal vote. That's what keeps them in power. We all know that. But these folks who come from traditional Catholic backgrounds would agree with every word I've said today. Do you think that there's an Hispanic man listening to this show with a wife and a daughter and a son, or even more children, who would ride a public vehicle, a bus or a subway? Do you think they would approve and think it's cool for some 20-year-old moron to be standing with his underwear on or her panties on 2 feet from his son's face? Do you think that that's behavior that they find acceptable? I know it's not true. I know they would like to get up and beat the person up and throw them off the bus. That was their instinct. They're probably sitting there boiling. So I'm not calling for beating them up. I'm calling for laws in place that prohibit this behavior. I want to be very clear about that. I am calling for a reintroduction of public indecency laws, and I don't understand how in the world anyone could disagree with me. Just from the point of view of common decency, you have to agree with me. And number two, from the issue of hygiene, are you people that sick that you want to sit in a subway seat after some loser in underwear just sat there? What are you thinking? What kind of brains do you have? Have you Googled too much? Well, you don't even know what hygiene means? Well, anyway, those are some of the ideas that are rolling around inside the Savage brain tonight. And the phone number here is 855-400-7282. And I'd like to go back to the issue of who do you blame for the downfall of family values. And again, I want to play the Bill Clinton tape in case you missed it. Go ahead and play it again.
Frankly, I'm fed up with politicians in Washington lecturing the rest of us about family values.
Okay. Well, you're fed up with it. Pretty good. Pretty good. KSFO, San Francisco. Larry, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is definitely a San Fran freak show, but I guess we wouldn't have it any other way. I'm just afraid that all the abortion and stuff talk just scares away voters right to the left, and it just seems like we can't get out of that vortex.
Well, that's an interesting point. I would say that the issue of abortion, because women are so brainwashed on this issue, turns them away from Republicans. Many women are by nature conservative. Many women are by nature family-oriented. Many women are by nature certainly fiscal conservatives. But the minute you bring up abortion, because they've been brainwashed with the our bodies, ourselves issue, they will immediately run away from that issue. So I think that there's a way to bring back family values without turning it around the issue of abortion, by the way. I mean, certainly more to it than that, don't you think?
Well, abortion was never illegal during Reagan, right?
No. I'm saying that family values encompass much more than abortion.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to say. Now, you look at the Golden Globes last night, and you look at the alcoholics, the drug addicts, the sex maniacs, the egomaniacs, the pyromaniacs, and all of the other maniacs, that you look at their eyes, and what you see is the sickest eyes in the history of America being pranced about as role models for your children, and you wonder why your daughter is an anorexic. You wonder why your son is in rehab. You wonder why your children are afraid to get up in the morning. You can blame it all on Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Weinstein, in my opinion. 855-400-7282. On the family values issue, let's go to WMAL while they're still with us. WMAL, and I mean by time, I don't mean they're going anywhere, in Washington. Al, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, doctor, thanks for taking my call. I'm working on my own dissertation on the subject of the East-West 3,000-year-old struggle. And I agree that the West has declined over the recent past. And I'd like to dedicate my dissertation to a talk show host, I believe it was you, but I'm not certain, who years ago, late at night, played a excerpt from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 and said, when the West produced music like this, civilization ruled the world. And then he played rap music and said, now the West produces noise like this.
Yes, it was me. I did it. I did a whole show on music as a harbinger of how civilizations die and how they change. That's right. Rap music is an example of what happened to our society, how we've gone from Bach to the toothless fairy in that sense.
Well, I really appreciated what you said at the time, and I told myself that's the motive behind my dissertation, and I would like to...
Well, where are you working on your dissertation? At a university?
Yes.
You're working on your dissertation where? At a university?
Yes.
What, for a PhD or a master's or what?
PhD.
In what field?
Public policy analysis.
Very interesting. Well, do you disagree that the Brandenburg Concerto juxtaposed to a lyric by 50 Cent sort of tells us the decline and fall of the West?
I told you I agree 100% with you. In fact,
I mean, you got people who speak 50 words of English who make $50 million a year who mock those people who have a vocabulary of 200,000 words. My dog has a larger vocabulary than most of those musicians. My dog understands more words of English than most of those rap artists, incidentally. I mean, every word can't be MF this, MF that, MF this, MF that, MF this, MF that, MF this, MF that. That's the language, 30 to 40 words.
It's in all aspects of...
And they're in the White House. The fewer words in your vocabulary, the higher you go in the Obama administration. It's that simple, unless you're a lawyer. Then you use words to ensnare those of us who see what he's doing. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I guess talking about family values, will it save the Republican Party? I guess should it save the Republican Party? Well, it has to be saved, because without the Republican Party, we'll descend into total chaos. It's bad enough what's happening right now with the Republican Party that's fundamentally been gutted and useless. Now, just imagine if it didn't exist at all. You have some fabulous Republicans out there, and they're the only ones left who are holding the line. We need to encourage the Republican Party to go to the right, embrace family values, embrace borders, language, and culture. It's that simple. It's that simple. That's how I see that. George, on WABC, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Doc, I love you to death. Thank you for having me on. I think it's a great question you ask, and I think it's something that needs to be discussed about, but I think my answer is going to surprise you. Less government, you know, the Republican Party...
Please, let's not go to the less government story. Let's stick to the family values, George, please.
Yeah, well, family values, what are you going to have? You're going to have a family value police? I mean, you got to keep the government out of my house. Parenting, you know, you have to teach people how to be parents. You have to teach people how to raise their kids, but you cannot make laws and have the government.
So you think, so in other words, you then approve of people on subways in underwear?
Absolutely not. I think that's ridiculous. I think the police should arrest those people and make an example.
All right, so we need to start by demanding that public decency laws be reintroduced on the books and reinforced. Let's start with the simple. Giuliani started by getting rid of the squeegee men, and he saved New York City from crime. He worked his way up from dirty windshields to dirty streets and dirty cops. And dirty judges, okay? So we've got to start somewhere. I say enough is enough. You pass public indecency laws and work your way back from there. But why can't the Republicans do this is the issue. You don't have an answer, so that's why I raised the issue. I want to read you something. I'm talking about family values. My little book, Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays, contains a number of interesting stories. I want to read you something about a father and a son. And in that book, I write a story about pennies for Beethoven. And it starts with me listening to women talking around the kitchen table when I was a kid in Queens. The sound of a serrated bread knife gently caressing the fallen crumbs across the thick plastic table cover. Back across the plastic cloth, the crumbs sifted and sorted. Women's voices, didactics towards the ever-changing truths. I, the male child, listening from the living room or from the refrigerator, listening to the women talking. Not business women nor career women, but housewives, later called homemakers. And were they that? Now again, mom. Addicted to that sound, and today's men too busy cheating each other to bother with such chit-chat. No matter how I've tried, I seem to find myself listening to people, listening to my voice. It is late afternoon, very late. And then I talk about riding on a ferry late in the afternoon into San Francisco, looking at the gulls and grabbing a drink and taking it to the upper deck. It was a day off. And I talk about a gull, and I'll pick it up from there because it's a little short on time here. A looping gull riding a wind wave, not rippling a feather. His sense of energy total and not classroom bought. My son, 18 in May, enjoying his last few months of his senior year at high school, driving his perfect old Mustang, stealing perfect white bases, enjoying his popularity as the all-American boy. Tomorrow night's the prom, the junior prom. He'll be taking a rich girl, emphasis on the word rich, from San Francisco to her school's dance. She's been calling him for about a week. He's sort of avoiding her because he told me last week on our drive to the shooting range at the Circle S Ranch out in Tamales, she's not quite pretty enough. Yes, she's fun. Yes, she's intelligent. Yes, she's kind to him, but not quite pretty enough. I tried to suggest to him that perfect looks come at a high price, that the less than beautiful women are often the best friends, and then let it go. Our interest soon shifted to the thrill of killer rifles ripping paper targets, the smell of gunpowder, the frightening report of large-bore guns, and the crazy types always appear at rifle ranges. And I'll you know, I don't want to read the rest of the story. It's in Train Tracks, so I'll give you a sample. You have to be there for your son. I mean, what happens? You got to be there for your sons and daughters. No matter how tough it is, I keep saying to men who listen to the show, young men, you're not a full man until you have a wife and children. Laugh if you want. Make a joke of me if you want. Mock me if you want. Throw imaginary darts at me if you want. I am telling you that is what is missing. You need men around you to say to you, look, sonny, you may be wild, you may be free, you may have a lot of girlfriends, you're still not a man. It takes a man to raise a family. It takes a man to be there for the wife and be there for the children through thick and through thin. And unless you're willing to commit to that, you're never going to be a whole man. Now, when have you last heard that anywhere in America? I don't hear it anywhere. I heard it all the time when I was a kid. We were pushed to get married. And married we did. Anyone in our crowd who didn't get married was considered something was wrong with them. And you say, well, what good was that? Look at the divorce rate. Well, would you rather see no marriage at all and no families? Because that's what you are seeing. That's what you are seeing. You're seeing the melting down of an entire nation because there are no men around to tell the young men how to behave. And as I said to you earlier, it is said that a dog, a male dog, will not lift his leg to relieve himself unless he's taught to do so by another male dog. Well, it's the same with the human male. Boys need men to guide them. And without men to guide them, they're capable of doing anything. And that is why they wind up riding around at age 30 in underwear on a subway thinking that they're cool and free. That's what I'm trying to say to you today. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from. And again, my main theme, in case you missed it. Oh, boy, here comes the train. Wow. I didn't know. Today was a rough day. Today was like carrying a 75-pound rock up a long, hard trail on Mount Tamalpais. Well, I'm at the top of the hill right now. I'm about to throw the stone over the other side so that tomorrow I can run down the hill and pick it up and push it up with Sisyphus on my side. Be here or be nowhere. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The...
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
It is The Savage Nation. We're talking about family values on the program, something that you haven't heard for a very long time from any source. It used to be very common. You heard it from Ronald Reagan, and then it died. And it died for many reasons. And I ask you, who do you blame for the downfall of family values, number one? We all have our, probably our bête noire that we could blame. But the thing is, that's not even the issue. The issue is, if the political party known as the so-called Republicans were to reintroduce that plank, do you think it would gain more voters or lose more voters? Let's begin with WABC in New York. Eric's been holding quite a while. Eric, you're up on the air. Go ahead, please.
I don't understand your question. Can you rephrase that?
No, I can't. It's my show, not yours. What's your comment?
No, I know. Hello?
Yeah, what's your comment, Eric? Go ahead, please. You've been holding to say something.
Well, yeah. There are many, many people in the world and many leaders, many people look at the leaders. I'm talking predominantly the family values of, let's say, the Christian right. They extol, you know, let's two-father households, you know, raise the children. Yet they take their children...
Two-father household? You mean a mother and a father, don't you?
Yeah, I'm talking about a mother. I mean, it doesn't matter, mother, father, 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 mother, mother.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Of course it matters. That's the whole point. Of course it matters.
But
what is your point, Greg? The thing is, what did you call to say? I'd like to hear it, and so would others, Eric. What is it?
My point is, when you have a dogma, when you take people to church, you call them fathers. They have no, they're not married. They have no children. They molest, you know, there's a lot high prevalence of child molestation. I mean, I think that's...
What percentage of the Catholic priesthood do you believe were guilty of child molestation?
What?
What percentage of the Catholic priesthood do you think were guilty of child molestation?
Do I think? I have...
Yes, I asked a simple question. What percentage?
I would say about 3 to 5%.
You're right, it's about 3%, so how can you overgeneralize and say the Catholic priests are all molesters, and that destroyed family values? You can't make that statement. That's like saying the communists and the Democrat Party have turned the Democrat Party into a communist party.
Are terrorists.
All right, that's enough already. I don't know whether... What day of the month is this? It's the 13th of January, so the government check is still good. The government medication arrived on the 1st. He still has a fairly good supply, even if he double-dosed. I don't understand it. The he can't blame the meds for this. I have no idea what he was saying, but I think he tried hard. That's the important thing. It's the Savage Nation. We're talking about family values. This is an Obamacare-free zone today. I'm not going to talk about it. We're not going to wrap ourselves in the flag. We're not talking about things that others are talking about. God bless him. It's a long day. But I'm focused on the fact that there was a near-nude subway ride across the West yesterday and that people were offended by it. And the only one who said anything about it was a young Muslim woman who held up a sign and said, excusez-moi d'avoir trop de dignité, excuse me to have too much dignity, no to the public Brussels transport in underwear. She was 100% right. And I want to know what you think about this, the no-pants rail rides around the world. First of all, we need to reintroduce public indecency laws. From a point of view of common decency, it shouldn't be permitted. From the point of view of hygiene, it shouldn't be permitted. From the point of view of respecting others' rights, it shouldn't be permitted. On and on. The only one who said anything was this Muslim lady. So that's what we're talking about. It's that simple. What do you think about that? Anything? Nothing? Maybe? WMAL. Dave, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello. How did you know where to find me? About time. You're talking about the morality. First of all, I don't understand this thing about de-pantsing on a subway. But number two, I think I came up about a generation and a half after you, in the 60s and the 70s, when anarchy was, you know, protest downtown and try and change.
Yes, right. In order to be wild, you had to be anti-war. I get it.
Exactly. It's been going on for a long time. Be anti-establishment. Don't
you? Yeah. This is all a product of the Allen Ginsberg, Timothy Leary age. I get it. where if you get in people's faces, you seem to be wild and free. I understand it all. But that doesn't mean that it should be permitted, does it?
No, not at all. But you keep on mentioning the TV show Full House. Have you seen Two and a Half Men? Have you seen Two Broke Girls? These are the shows now, and you did mention Will and Grace, so you got a little more contemporary, that are just fomenting these ideas. And even now, how do kids defend calling each other a variant of the N-word? He's my... We're buddies.
So, but what is your main point? Yes, civilization is in decline, but what is your point?
Well, that slippery slope and the whole thing about shock value. I think...
Right, shock value. Children trying to get attention. They get children 30 years old still trying to get attention. But I'm saying there's a limit to it. And we need public decency laws reintroduced. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. It's that simple. I think I made my point. Well, let's move on now. And again, we have many calls on this issue. In fact, here's a great one on the Golden Globes last night. Is Robert still with us on line 9? We'll give him a shot. He's been on for 2 hours. Robert, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Right here, Doctor.
Good. What's your point?
Last night when I was watching the Golden Globes, I wish I could have texted you and or tweeted you or something, because as they're arriving in their limousines and Gucci clothes, the sewer pipe broke on the red carpet, and the Beverly Hills Fire Department was there to mop it up. And several times, these quote-unquote stars were talking about the stench, and so many times.
Yeah, I know, it's a symbol. It's very interesting. That's symbolically me. I get it. It's like a topic that would be perfect for my
pipe and a break.
Now, you talk about life imitating art. The sewer pipe breaks on the red carpet. I get the symbolism. The sewer pipe of Hollywood burst right underneath their shoes, their glass slippers.
Literally.
The sewer pipe of Hollywood burst underneath their glass slippers and underneath their glass chins.
Imagine what was in the sewage coming up.
How many glass chins play heroes in Hollywood is the question.
And when they started playing homage to your favorite, Woody, I just dumped it and went to Downton Abbey. I couldn't.
Yeah, well, that's right up there, Ali. An homage to an anti-American child molester. What could be better? It doesn't get any better. I guess next they will have an homage to Roman Polanski.
I come back and there's another big set of glasses. Scorsese getting an award for that Wolf of Wall Street, which is what I've wasted $7 on.
I know the Whiff of Wall Street. I'm calling it the Whiff of Wall of Wolf Street. The Whiff of Wolf Street. Martin Scorsese. That's what I heard he did back in the 70s, according to the rumors.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's the story. Now let's go to the newspaper. It's a favorite segment of mine. I haven't done it in a while. It is 14 minutes after the hour, New York Times, Monday, January 13th, 2014. Let's see what made it to the headline. As you would expect. Attacking Christie. Nothing about any of the other gates that Obama is guilty of. Instead, Bridgegate. That's their big story. Underneath the gilded head of a Buddha. See, that's the format they use. A little highfalutin art, and then go right to the pornography of attacking a Republican. Negotiators put final touches on Iran accord, a sanctions reprieve. With interim nuclear deal, new timetable begins next week. What does that mean? It means they've let Iran march on to a nuclear weapon, and they've made sure that there are no sanctions against them. In other words, they stabbed Israel and the West in the back. Next story. Twin cities now following different paths. Not interested. Saving relics, Afghans defy the Taliban. I'm really not interested in that topic. When free speech collides with abortion rights, not interested in that topic. Golden Globes kicks off the season, not interested in alcoholics, drug addicts, and degenerates without talent, so I won't read that story. An end to conjugal visits, little story on the bottom. Conjugal visits for inmates, once a common practice, are set to end on Feb 1 in Mississippi, one of the only 5 states that still have active programs. That's a topic, don't want to talk about it. Broncos and 49ers advance. If you would ask me to rank the stories in the world that interest me, that would be at the bottom. That would be underneath how to repair a broken sewer pipe. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
I can't believe it. It really is life imitating art. How many times have I talked about the sewer pipe of Hollywood? I thought the caller was making it up. It's 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation, and we're talking about family values and how to restore them, and should it be a campaign slogan of the Republicans. And here a guy calls, and I look at the story, sewage pipe bursts, flooding Golden Globes red carpet. Astounding, and I've been talking about the sewer pipe of Hollywood. The Golden Globes got off to a soggy start Sunday night, just hours before the parade of celebs arrived. A sewage pipe burst and sprayed water out, ruining more than a fifth of the red carpet. Then they show a picture of the red carpet, and it says, and red carpet host Ryan Seacrest tweeted, could be bad for long gowns on red carpet, along with a snap of the soap carpet. According to the Hollywood Reporter, lights set off an alarm system at about noon that sprayed dirty water on cameras and the carpet. Photos show pieces of the fabric discolored and even peeling up in areas. At around 4 p.m., Beverly Hills firemen arrived to clean up the mess, and when the limos rolled up at 6 p.m. for the red carpet pre-show, things seemed to be back to normal. Well, you wouldn't want to have the train of the dress ruined with the sewage, would you? No, you wouldn't. But let's go back to the issue of who do you blame for the downfall of family values in America, because there is a lot of blame to go around. Mary in Santa Fe, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
I guess my thought is a lot of it goes back to women's lib. Women gave, when they wanted to be treated like men, in the workplace like men,
yep,
at home, raising children, and supporting right, their husbands, we gave up a lot of power.
So you would say that the women's liberation movement was responsible for the death of family values, per se. I mean, that's your opinion.
Yep.
I don't think there are many who would disagree with you, but we don't want women back wearing an apron, do we? That's not what we're asking for. I think you can have family values with two parties in a family working. I mean, the last thing you want is to see women sitting at home having nervous breakdowns and taking antidepressants because they're bored to death. I totally believe that a woman should have a baby and go back to work. And she can do it all, by the way. There's no reason in this day and age that she can't do it all. With the shared parenting, with the, you know, all of the care that's available for children today, there's no question after 3, 4, 5, 6 months, or if you want to make it a year, a woman can and should go back to work because many women go to pieces staying at home. It's that simple. I don't think that you have to say, well, there should be no family values and women shouldn't be forced to wear an apron. I didn't say that. They're not mutually exclusive is the point.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. I'm glad we agree on that. Albany, New York. Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike. I called to tell you about, I left the story about your son being a junior in high school. And my son was, when he was 21 years old, he drove across country. So during the trip, he stayed with a friend of mine in Dallas.
Right.
He, you know, my dad's a jerk. All he does is drive me and give me a hard time. You know, I can't stand it. And my friend, who I've been friends with since college, he says, that's his job. Your dad is a, you know, his job is to give you a hard time and ride you.
Right. That's yeah, but he had someone to say that to him. See, the problem with a lot of sons today with no extended families or friends, family around, is that the son will naturally butt heads with the father. The father's supposed to, you know, keep him in line. But then the son needs to go to an uncle or a family friend to talk to him about the father. There is no one around like that anymore.
That's true, you know. And that's,
you know, the son, in other words, needs to have someone outside that father-son thing to say to him, look, your father means well. He's trying to keep you in line. He loves you. That's why he's trying to, why he's being tough with you. He's not doing it to hurt you. But the problem is with the loss of the family structure and the loss of extended family, the kids have nowhere to turn, so they think the father's a you-know-what. Thanks for the call. Raising children is very difficult. It's probably the most difficult task on earth. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Because, you know, I don't know, are there any elderly people listening to the show who are glad they never had children? You know, that's a whole topic unto itself. Do they not feel empty? I don't know what my life would be like if I had no children. I can't imagine living without them. I don't see them every day. It's not like every day, hey, Dad, I don't have Sunday dinners. I wish I did, but we don't. We're not that kind of family. I wish that we had that. I mean, I wish there was the big table with me sitting down like, you know, King David. We don't have that. It's more like takeout in front of a television. The modern family. Everyone's in their own place. It is. But we still are a family, and we're a close family in our own ways, but we give each other tremendous space, to use a modern statement. The question I'm raising is, are there any older people listening to this program right now who either got married and decided not to have children, and looking back, let's say you're after, past the age of 60, are you glad you didn't have children? I mean, it's not a crime not to have children. Some people should never have children, by the way. Incidentally, just take a look at the malls and what's walking around there. Take a look at the welfare cases pushing a carriage with three breadwinners in the carriages, and you'll understand what I'm saying to you. But don't get me started on that issue. Don't think that I think that you need to breed in order to be a human being. I didn't say that either. It's a whole different story. As my aunt once said to me when I asked her how many children is the right amount to have, she said, don't have any more than two or three, she said, because any more than that, you're not going to be able to raise properly. Well, it's not 100% true. There are still large families around, and it takes tremendous strength and tremendous commitment from a father and mother. But she once said to me, actually, raise two right, and you'll do a better job than raising four wrong. There's many different ways to look at it, and it's an individual choice. But I'm asking you who you blame for the downfall of family values. Fundamentally, that is the question. It's a general question. I still believe, by the way, that the Republican Party should reintroduce family values as a central theme of the party's meaning for existence. Right now, they have no reason to exist. You cannot run strictly on lower taxes and a smaller government because, A, they don't believe it, and, B, we've heard it all before. That's not enough to make a party different from the degenerate Democrats. The Democrats stand for an anti-family, minority social order type of representation. We need a party that represents family values and the traditions that made America great. And that includes family values. That's my opinion. If you have a difference of opinion, that's your problem. It's not mine. And since this is my talk show, you heard only my opinion, with the occasional interjection of others' opinions. Infidels, the phone number is 855-400-7282. We're coming into the midterm break in the third hour of the show today. When we come back, we'll have more of the conversation that you've come to associate with the one and only Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'd like to thank my wife and two kids, even the two-and-a-half-year-old, who is a nightmare. I almost went to med school. I decided to do this. This is way better than saving a human life.
You're listening to a drug-addicted moron at the Golden Globes last night who, in one sentence, puts down his own child, gets a laugh from the drug addicts, the drunks, and then he says he went to medical school and dropped out to become a producer, and this is way better than saving lives. I rest my case, and I'm talking about the death of the West, and I'm talking about family values, and I'm talking about how a nation cannot live without a moral compass, and a nation cannot live without moral leadership. And I'm asking you a question about family values, which was once a big thing, and frankly was the center of the Republican Party, which they've abandoned because Newt Gingrich put a knife through it with his shenanigans. Newt Gingrich ended it. It was, look, we knew who Clinton was. We knew what he stood for. And many Americans see the world that way, but most Americans don't see the world that way. Most Americans, by the way, don't see the world through the eyes of the social minorities. Let's put it to you that way. That's a polite way of putting it. And the fringe elements of our society have a right to exist, and it may be helpful for their self-esteem to see themselves on shows such as Ellen, Full House, Will and Grace, Girls, whatever. The alternative lifestyles may make them feel good, and many of you may peek in as you would peek into a freak show at a circus. But how far this has affected the paradigm of the American family is the question today, and how it's been changed by Hollywood. But the bigger question is, can the Republican Party be saved by re-embracing family values? I believe it can. And I began the hour by talking about this naked subway ride or, you know, underwear around the West. And one little Muslim girl, young woman, was standing there in opposition, holding up a sign and said, excuse me to have too much dignity, no to the public Brussels transport and underwear ride, as so-called ugly participants around her try to be as offensive as they could. It occurred in Brussels, Paris, San Francisco, of course, they wouldn't be left out of a thing like this, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York. And I totally oppose this. There should be a law against public indecent exposure, as there once was when we had leadership in the country. And I don't know how in the world you could disagree with me on this. I don't know how you can disagree with me on this. And then I'm going to go a step further. And I'm going to argue that we must re-embrace family values to save our nation, and that pornography must be banned all over again from every avenue of society, from the internet to the movies. Wherever you go, pornography must be banned all over again. We have gone too far. It's going to get much worse. And so, again, I have to go to the news of the day to bring you to the centerfold of my story today on the Savage Nation, which is the opposite. And that's the opposite of the degeneracy and the loss of family values. Hollywood declared 2014 to be the year of the Bible, if you can believe this. Can you believe this? After mining filth and sickness for 20 years now, the Caesars of Hollywood, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, have declared 2014 to be the year of the Bible. Russell Crowe will be Noah. Christian Bale will be Moses. Brad Pitt will be Pontius Pilate. And Hollywood is now mining the good book for blockbuster stories. And I'll ask you a question. How many of the top 15 highest U.S. grossing movies of all time, adjusted for inflation, starred comic book characters? Answer, zero. How many blockbusters are based on the Bible? Two. In the late 1950s, The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston and Ben-Hur teamed up for $1.795 billion in adjusted domestic ticket sales. That's more than Avatar and The Dark Knight and Transformers combined, which explains why the Hollywood Caesars seems unofficially to have declared 2014 the year of the Bible. You see, over the next 11 months, Hollywood is planning to release more big biblical movies than it put out during the previous 11 years combined. And this trend shows no sign of slowing down in 2015. And so this is odd for an industry that's filled with atheist degenerates that would never, ever show anything positive about religious fare. And now they're embracing it all of a sudden. 2014 release schedule includes February 28th, 20th Century Fox, first out of the gate, with Son of God, a Jesus biopic cult from the History Channel's hit 2013 miniseries, The Bible. And I could go on and on. I don't want to read all of them to you. Other faith-based projects kicking around Hollywood include a Cain and Abel movie directed by someone, a Pontius Pilate picture starring Brad Pitt, if you can believe it, and on and on and on. And I don't know how long it will be until Larry David plays a biblical role, but I can pretty much tell you which biblical role I would put him in. And I can tell you what role I would put Woody Allen in if I had the power to do so. And it would be that, it would not be that of a hero. But as a wise woman wrote when I sent this to her on Hollywood Declares 2014 the year of the Bible, here's what she wrote. She says, Savage, never let it be said Hollywood does not sense trends. Degeneracy has been mined dry. Now they will drill the other way. Stupid lemmings will follow. And so I ask you right now on the Savage Nation to call me on the naked subway ride, how you feel about that, should the Republicans re-embrace family values, and that's such an important topic. And I can guarantee you something else. I'm always ahead of the trends in talk radio. I have been for all these years. I wouldn't have survived and wound up where I am. I can make a prediction pretty much that by what I'm doing today will become the future of a lot of talk radio. Mark my words, it won't be long until all of the others on my side of the aisle start talking about family values. They're out of steam. They don't know which way to go. And I'm glad to be the lead dog on the sled team, because they're going to have to follow this trend or they're not going to go anywhere. The people are sick and tired of hearing about Obamacare. They don't want to hear any more about old men with wooden teeth. They want to hear about now, and how to save the country. And I believe that this is one of the roads out of the abyss. I feel obligated to talk about family values and the GOP on the program. You see, the conservative movement had been using the plank of family values to attract social conservatives to their party ever since the 1980s. What do I mean by family values? After all, the motto of my show, The Savage Nation, is borders, language, culture. You know what borders mean. Those are the things that Obama and Bush and Clinton have erased with Mexico. You know what we mean by language, don't you? Why, that's English, the language that has been erased by the last three presidents. What do I mean by culture? Why, I mean the culture that built this nation, the Protestant ethics, the ethics of our fathers. That's what I mean by culture. If you can't understand that, then you can't understand anything, and you don't deserve a nation. You deserve what you have now, a drug-infested nation of lunatics. But these values also include drug enforcement. While Obama is legalizing drugs across America through his state attorney generals, the safety of neighborhoods, we see the neighborhoods declining again because even a stop-and-frisk program in New York was thrown out by the communists. And yes, must I say, even protecting traditional marriage. This was once a popular theme. But Republicans, who are now searching for the reason to be for this party, they don't even understand what their party stands for. And so if the Republicans no longer stand for borders, they don't stand for language. When have you last said that they want to reinforce English as the official language of America? They do not want America becoming a bilingual nation. When have you last heard any Republican dare say that? Never. Well, culture, they have no culture. So what do the Republicans stand for? If all they stand for is lower taxes, then they have no reason to exist. Jesus said it best. What does it profiteth a man if he gaineth the world and loseth his soul? What are family values? Well, fundamentally, the essence of the phrase family values is the nuclear family as the essential unit of society. And I will tell you, as a societal watcher, the great baby boom that's going on right under your nose, despite gay marriage, despite let it all hang out, despite the ethos of the 60s, which is if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? The family is back, and it's coming back like a tsunami. I have never seen more babies and carriages and pregnant women that I have in my right now. And there's something going on here. There's also a movement back to religion. There's a movement back to God. It's happening right under your noses. And the only reason you probably don't talk about it and are not aware of it is because Hollywood has erased it. They've taken white out to family values in order to promulgate the filth in the sewer pipe of Hollywood, which is their stock and trade. But that's about to change. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark it down today of January 14th, 2014. I see the trend, and the trend is directly heading in this direction. What I'm trying to give you is America today. America is family values. It is not the values of the societal minorities. Make no mistake about it. The societal minorities are entitled to their minority lifestyles, but they're not entitled to twist and warp the entire society into their world vision. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I believe that when and if the Republican Party re-embraces family values, they might, they just might, not only save themselves, but save them, the nation and the West. And Japan's population crisis is something I touched on. The question is, why is their birth rate plummeting? Why is Japan in trouble? Why have so many young Japanese men given up on getting married? Is celibacy syndrome a myth? So I'll bring my topic down home. Should the U.S. government ban pornography all over again? Because I think the pornography epidemic is what has destroyed society, personally. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
And so it comes back to my main point, and I'll keep hammering it until you hear me. Why do you think I'm asking you if the GOP should go back to family values as a plank? Because if they don't, they're finished. What do they stand for? They don't stand for borders because they're for amnesty. And by the way, I'll give you another line that came to me in the middle of the night. Do you know that amnesty for 30-some-odd million illegal aliens is the equivalent of affirmative action? Do you realize it's the same exact thing? They're giving them special privileges and moving them ahead of everyone else on the immigration line that they don't deserve, that they didn't earn? Do you realize what that is? It's a sort of affirmative action for an entire nationality. That's what amnesty is. Think about that one. Because they're going to flood your schools. They're going to be given preferential treatment in grants, contracts, admissions, scholarships. That's exactly what this is. They're going to move you out of your own country. Well, let's go to the news headlines at the end of hour number three for the 13th of January, 2014. Here we are at the end of the third hour of the second week of the new Savage Nation. We've been talking about family values, what happened to them. Remember family values under Ronald Reagan? Where'd they go? I mean, the conservative movement was using the plank of family values since the 1980s. Now, what does that mean? Remember my motto, the Savage Nation, borders, language, culture. Well, one of the elements of culture is family values. Have you heard any Republicans talking about protecting traditional marriage, drug enforcement, fighting crime? I haven't. Now, once this was a popular theme, and now the Republicans are searching for a reason to exist. Well, I have a couple of theories for the Republicans. Why don't you go back to your core values and separate yourself from the degenerate Democrats? It's that simple. I believe the candidates destroy this plank. They don't want to talk about family values at all. Hollywood rejected the GOP vision for America because family values stand opposed to Hollywood. And so the filth, the sewer pipe of Hollywood that comes out of the film studios and the TV studios has now brainwashed society into accepting a morally questionable standard for how life should be lived. Do I have to spell it out for you? Well, this twisted outlook on the traditional family that's shown on television is so pervasive that it's leading to a massive decline in population. That's right, you heard me. And the problem is only going to get worse. I'll talk more about that as time goes on because family values are going to become a core of the Savage Nation. Well, here are some of the news headlines. I can't say that all of them are tied to family values, but some of them are. Are you ready for them? Here they go. Let's go to michaelsavage.com for all the news headlines and more right here in the last hour of the Savage Nation for the 13th of January, 2014. The Demon Cat Party is escalating the New Jersey bridge probe asking to impeach Christie. Not one word about Obama's misuse of funds, Obama's cronyism, Obama's appointments, Obama's corruption, Obama's scandals, Benghazi Gate, IRS Gate. Not one word from the rotten stinkers on the left in the media. It's a disgrace. Shame on you, Jake Tapper. You're the worst of them all because you pretend you're the best of them all. Meanwhile, you're not going to believe this. There was a thing called a no-pants rail ride around the world. And it started on as a prank by a group of degenerates in New York City. It's grown into an international celebration of degeneracy. And around the West, on Sunday, yesterday, January 12, 2014, people rode subways and trains and went to work without their pants, without their dresses, just wearing underwear, making believe they were just normal folks. You know what? I almost puked looking at it. There's nothing uglier than an old liberal showing their behind. That's number one. But the main reason I wanted to talk about this, because it ties into the death of the West, is because there was one picture that struck me, and that was of a young Muslim girl in London standing with a sign that says, I have to find the sign. It's in this panel of pictures. You see all these naked degenerates with fat behinds on subways standing around older people, younger people, you know, with their tops on, making believe, oh, we're so cool, you know, it's just nothing. It's just so interesting to be a degenerate, whether it be in Witzberger Platz in Germany or the IRT in New York City or whatever line may be in San Francisco. Just so cool. Inspired by the degenerates in New York City in an art group. It's all over the place. Riders boarding subway cars in the middle of winter wearing no pants and maintaining a straight face. There was one exception, someone who didn't like this in addition to me. And it was a Muslim, a traditional Muslim girl, excusez-moi d'avoir trop de dignité. And she sang in Paris on the subway around these degenerate nudes, excuse me to have too much dignity, no to the public Brussels transport and underwear. You hear? As degenerates around her took part in the No Pants Metro ride in Brussels, Sunday, January 12th. So I thought of something when I saw this picture. I said that nature abhors a vacuum, and for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. And it occurred to me that perhaps the radical Muslims are not really a reaction to the degeneracy of the West. They are more degenerate than anything degenerate in the West. Don't get me wrong here. No, I mean the middle-of-the-road religious Muslim who is not a fanatic and not a political animal in that sense, and their sense of dignity. Their sense of dignity, their sense of family values, is the antidote to the lack thereof in the West. And I thought maybe there's a glimmer of hope for the West that the non-political Muslims who are in the West maybe, just maybe, could save us from ourselves. What do you think of that idea? Well, as the train comes into the station, I'm Michael Savage, and I have to get on the train and get out of here. Let me suggest you go to a local bookstore and read my family stories for the holidays called Train Tracks. It's out in paperback right now. It shows a picture of my grandfather, me as a young boy, and me wearing dead man's pants. Me lifting weights at 15, me on the rifle team, me collecting plants in the Fiji Islands, my face appearing in every subway station in New York City in 1967. All this and more in Train Tracks. Check it out.
Savage.